The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, January 11, 2023. This is News on the Line. Today is Wednesday, January 11, 2023. Celia Sanchez Manduley, one of the most important figures of the Cuban Revolution, is remembered this January 11th in the Caribbean nation by persons, institutions on the occasion of the 43rd anniversary offered. And President Miguel Díaz-Canel expressed, "Today we remember the most autochthonous flower, organizer of the landing of the Granma, the first woman in the rebel army, sensitive and keen interpreter of Fidel's ideas, turning works of the rebel feeling of the people." Celia Sanchez is considered one of the key figures of the Cuban Revolution, both in the dangerous activities of the combats of the rebel army in the Sierra Maestra, as in the execution of important projects in 1959. Until her death, she was the right hand of the historical leader of the rebel, and especially in the arduous and silent task of compiling all the writings, from its letters to the most important documents, speeches, and guidelines, to preserve an invaluable legacy of historical value. A woman described as extremely modest by those who knew her, she hid behind her slim and petite figure, enormous muscle, and an almost infinite capacity for work, in which she combined the drive for great works with the smallest and most delicate deed for orphaned children and anyone else in need of help. Cuba will assume the pro tempore presidency of the G77 plus China, the largest and most diverse group in the multilateral arena, with 134 member states representing two-thirds of the members of the United Nations system and 80% of the world's population. It is the first time that the island will chair this negotiating group, and among the purposes of the archipelago at the head of the conclave are the promotion through concrete acts of the objectives of the 2030 to promote international solidarity and cooperation in support of the post-pandemic recovery of developing nations, as well as to turn South-South and triangular cooperation into a more effective instrument, explained Cuban Minister of Foreign Affairs Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla, speaking at the 46th ministerial meeting of the Group of 77 plus China. He added that the Cuban representation will promote full compliance with the responsibility of industrialized countries in supporting through the North-South cooperation. It will encourage the advancement of common positions among members, preserve and consolidate the unity of the group, and make its voice heard in the multiple and relevant multilateral processes that will take place in 2023. The University of Panama will dedicate the International Summer School to Cuba this year. It was learned during a visit to the institution by the island's ambassador, Victor Cairo. The diplomat was received by the rector of the main public high education center, Eduardo Flores, in a preparatory meeting for the sixth edition of this important academic and cultural event, which from March 20 to 24 will address issues concerning all areas of knowledge. Regarding his talks with Flores, the representative of the Caribbean country highlighted the interest in continuing to strengthen bilateral ties in the teaching and scientific sectors between the University of Panama and the University of Havana. "We also value the possibility of expanding and signing agreements to strengthen ties between the Raul Roa Garcia Institute of Foreign Relations of Cuba and the Faculty of International Relations of the University of Panama," he added. During the talks, the rector stressed the role played by the University of Panama in the political history of the Central American country and in the region, while praising the historic ties that unite the peoples of Panama and Cuba. It was a report by Prensa Latina Radio in the voice of Hilda Gil. And in the international agenda, we have that the head of the United Nations Verification Mission in Colombia, Carlos Ruiz, will present his quarterly report to the organization's Security Council, recognizing the steps taken for peace by the new government. The report released by the representative of the United Nations organization in the country welcomes the executive's commitment to the comprehensive implementation of the final agreement for the end of the conflict as a central element of the policy of total peace. In his first 4 months, the government of Colombia took important steps to stop violence and consolidate peace. The report also highlights the role of President Gustavo Petro and acknowledges the efforts in promoting negotiations with the National Liberation Army after the successful completion of a first round of talks. In recent months, President Petro approved a bill to reform the public order law, which constitutes the legal framework for a total peace policy and authorizes the minister of the government to enter into peace negotiations with armed groups such as the ELN. In the opinion of the representative before the UN, the peace process in Colombia is in a new dynamic phase that deserves strong international support, and it also counts with the determination of the parties to support its implementation. Meanwhile, the president of Ecuador, Guillermo Lasso, and his government are under scrutiny due to accusations of corruption in public companies based on a scheme led by his brother-in-law, Danilo Carrera. Without referring directly to the case during a countrywide address on TV on Tuesday, the president defended himself against the alleged existence of a criminal structure by assuring that he is being attacked and stories are being made up against him because he has reactivated the country's economy. The La Posta media outlet revealed the so-called existence of a criminal infrastructure that would be linked to the president through his brother-in-law, whom they called the Great Godfather. At a request from the president of the National Assembly, the State General Attorney's Office opened an investigation into the alleged deviation of resources in public companies. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.